This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Welcome to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast with Kevin and Chuck. Today we're going to talk about being held captive, kidnapped, what you got to do, evasion, how not to get kidnapped, and how to get out of it, I guess. Kevin, yeah.
Well, you got? I mean, who doesn't want to be hogtied and covered with lotion and have your skin cut off and worn as a suit? I don't. That's who. Thanks, Sue. So that's what we're talking about. We're not necessarily talking about Buffalo Bill. We're talking about how to prevent yourself from being kidnapped. How to react when you are getting kidnapped today, right? I mean, there's a lot of situations where this comes up. I know, you know, you used to hear about a lot in Afghanistan and Iraq in the beginning of the wars over there.
Yeah.
You don't hear about it so much anymore.
No.
But you hear about being held hostage in...
You know what I think, though? Now they're just not reporting it.
You think so?
I think it's still happening, but I think they just... What did we just went through with Iran right now? Didn't we just pay
Yeah, but they've been in there for a long time.
Oh, they're old school prisoners?
Yeah, they've been in there for like 10 years. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on. You hear about it quite a bit with Somali pirates, with people being held for ransom in different countries, Mexico.
I hear a lot of stories. Any of the border states,
right? Rio de Janeiro in Brazil happens quite a bit, a lot of countries in Africa do that as just a way to make money. India does it quite a bit. Who doesn't like money? In the United States, it doesn't usually pan out.
You know what it
is?
I think they're not doing it in the United States because the American dollar just has no value. And they're like, you know what? Really, what are you going to give me?
Well, for some reason, kidnapping is like a top priority of the FBI. And it doesn't work out. You know, if you're kidnapped, you might get killed. But the kidnapper is never going to really get the money, you know?
Yeah, they don't play around.
It's not worthwhile in the United States. But, so we're going to talk about different scenarios, different ways to, if you are in a high-risk place, you know,
all right.
How to behave.
Say I'm working, I get assigned to a job down in Mexico City, and I'm there, I got my family, they're staying in a big compound, we're pretty secure in the compound, at least I believe we are. And I'm going to work every day. What do I want to do?
Well, one thing that actually I didn't really think about until I started looking into this is you can get kidnapper insurance.
Really?
You can get insured so that they can actually pay the ransom. And believe it or not, they want to get paid and they don't want to have to kill people to do it.
Oh,
so sometimes just paying them off. And
so maybe
the
your company
free
just
is,
buys the kidnapping and
yeah,
insurance?
Yeah, get the insurance if you're in a high-risk place.
All right.
You know, but But for yourself, for your own personal safety, things that you can do for yourself is, you know, we've talked about it a lot about situational awareness, right?
Situational awareness, big in the last episode. And
you know, me personally, even just on my regular day-to-day commute, I take different routes.
Okay.
I try and vary times, you know, times I'll be at certain places.
Yeah. I always have the, you know, GPS tracking on my phone going because, man, I drive all over the place, and I'm going a different road every day. Yeah. You can never count on.
I keep that. I always keep that option turned off, but it doesn't mean they can't follow you if they want to.
I'm thinking, oh, if they're going to waste their time, let's make them work for it. Gee, why did he stop at this house? Why did he stop at that house?
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep them guessing.
But, yeah, so you kind of want to just change up your routine, you know?
Yeah.
Change up your routine. Don't do the same thing every day. Don't let them make a regular plan on.
So you don't
want to
see like the same hooker every week. That's
yeah,
a mistake.
No, change that up. Change that
up. Mix it up.
Yeah, buy your drugs from different people. You know, that sort of thing.
Play the field a little bit. You know,
there's a whole world out there.
If you're going out with just one girl, maybe your OPSEC needs to be stepped up. You know,
just for security reasons.
Security reasons.
But another thing is when you're in foreign countries like that, you don't want to make yourself stand out as a target.
You don't want to look like an American because turns out that's what a target looks like.
Yeah, don't wear Gucci shoes and that sort of shit. Get rid of your baseball cap.
Italy, you might fit in with the Gucci shoes. Yeah.
If you're in Mexico, if you're in basically any country that's not the United States, though, ditch your baseball cap. That's a dead giveaway.
All right.
You don't want to do that. You know, you can
stop
see
bathing.
When you travel. Yeah.
All right.
That'll help you fit in Mexico. But I mean, it's when you go to different countries, you see how different you are, how much you stand out compared to the people that live there. So, I mean,
you
take
show
that into
a little
consideration.
More chest hair is what you really got to focus on.
Yeah. Open up those top buttons.
Top buttons.
Everybody likes
some
that.
Gold chains. Maybe not gold chains. I don't know.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, those are some basic ideas. You know, it's a lot of it is being conscious to the environment you're in.
Right.
You know, if you're talking about kidnapping in the United States, you're typically talking about kids getting taken. And that's generally speaking, that's like, you know, your ex-wife or ex-husband type thing. You know,
but down in South America, they don't care about the kids because nobody's going to pay for kids. They're like, yeah, it's a kid. We'll have more, whatever.
Uh-huh.
All right, but they want the grown-up who's got, you know, bringing in the bucks, right? Yeah.
And, you know, another thing I read, just, you know, not to get ahead of ourselves, but they said that if a kidnapper calls you and offers you the ransom, you know, how much for a ransom, don't just agree to it.
Really?
Because if they say, we want $50,000, and you say, I'll bring it to you in 2 days, they'll know that you can get more than $50,000. So you got to work them down. Otherwise, they're just going to keep working you up until they get everything you got.
Now, what was the movies there? There was a couple. Now, Man on Fire.
Yeah, I remember. That was a good one.
That was a good movie,
yeah.
I don't really go for Denzel movies, and that one was tough.
No, that one was
something
a good movie.
About having your hands duct taped to a steering wheel and your fingers cut off one at a time.
Yeah,
that wasn't
seemed unpleasant. But I liked that movie.
There was another one down in Mexico, too, and I'm trying to think. Same thing, though, where they were trying to...
Yeah.
I just remember the wife in, like, a safe house trying to work it out.
I think it was Meg Ryan.
Yeah,
maybe,
that sounded right. And
that Australian guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And she had a CEO, exec husband thing that got stolen.
Yeah. That sounds right. So, you know, these things actually happen, though. And
they do happen. They do happen, you know, it's not likely to happen to you.
Not if you're living in New York.
No, but it is likely to happen to a couple people.
All right.
Every year it's happening, and, you know, it's happening in all these places. So when you're going to a different country, it's something you might want to look into. How likely are you to be kidnapped in certain places? Some of them actually surprised me when I looked up the the capitals, India.
Really?
India. It's quite a common way to make a little bit of extra cash. I wouldn't have guessed India.
No, I wouldn't have thought India, but, you know, who really thinks about India with anything? Maybe that's the missing link there. All right, so now we'll kind of get to the meat within the nut here,
because
not much you can do about that, and, you know, obviously you can't live your life on guard, and you know, optimal situational awareness.
Yeah, if you're going to walk around worrying about things, I wouldn't think kidnapping would be on the top of the list, but... You know, there are basic precautions you can take that you should just be taking just in general, you know?
Yeah.
You know, watch for people following you. That sort of stuff. I watch for that all the time, man. If I get sketchy, I run people off the road if they've been following me too long.
Well, that guy's been behind me for two lights. This is ridiculous. No, it's bad. So, all right. So, moving along. So, all right. So, somebody comes up and I'm going to work.
Uh-huh.
I'm the guy in Mexico. And you know what? My mixing up my routine didn't work because I only got past my mailbox. Mm-hmm. And somebody runs my car off the road. They throw a black hood over my head and they throw me in the back seat of their car and manage to get some zip ties on my hand, and we're off driving.
All right. Well, let's back that up a little bit.
All right.
Because I've heard mixed reviews on that sort of situation.
That doesn't happen? Or?
No, that does happen.
Oh, okay.
But what you should do in that sort of situation. All right. Let's say you get T-boned or something like that. Now, somebody that knows what they're doing is going to incapacitate you immediately. That's the primary thing.
Okay.
They're going to want to break bones, mace you, you know, make you unable to fight back. That's your chance right there.
That sounds like
good
thinking.
When they're attacking you, that's your chance. You know, do whatever you got to do. Bite, scratch, you know, run towards people. Anything you can do.
Grab onto
another person. Make them take another person
with
you.
There you go. I like that. You're a smaller woman, child. Yeah. You want to make noise. You want to make a big scene.
Yeah,
you know,
make it an ordeal.
Anybody around you. Mm-hmm. All right. Make them work for it.
The chances are you're going to be incapable of defending yourself before you even know you're in trouble.
Right.
So that first 30 minutes. That's the first
30 minutes. All right.
That you're going to end up dead.
Sound like the first minute, but okay.
Well, the first 30 minutes is when they're high adrenaline rush. They're pumping. They're watching to see if somebody's following them. They're trying to see if they're being chased.
Okay.
Somebody's tracking them. And at that point, they're not that deep into it. They can cut your throat or put a bullet in your head and dump you. So don't be an issue. After you're already in the vehicle and you're zip-tied, don't be an issue.
All right.
Just let them do their thing. Be calm. Take it easy. You're not going to get away at that point anyway.
Once you're in the car,
yeah,
go for it. Unless they stop at the intersection, you pop the door open, drop out. No?
If you can get away. All definitely.
Right.
But you know, you don't want to just struggle just to be a pain in the ass, because, you know, that's when people's, you know, blood is pumping.
All right. One of the things I read was actually that if you're... especially if you're a girl, somebody smaller, by acting weaker and very, you know, timid and submissive, you might have better shot of overpowering them, or, you know,
when your chance comes,
better chance of catching them off guard.
Right.
You know, cause they're like, oh, she's not really going to put up a fight, whatever. If you're the big, you know, 6'2" guy with, you know, the big muscles and whatever, probably not going to work for you, and you might just look like a
sissy, like a bitch.
You know? Yeah, exactly. You know, so maybe that's not the move for you. But, you know, we can all look at different things and, you know, see what the right move is.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of that then is moving into the actual stay with the kidnappers. Now, different situations, different scenarios, different reasons for the kidnapping can be a huge difference in the amount of time that you're planning on staying with these kidnappers. You know, it could be hours, days, could be months or even years. Some of the people that were kidnapped by Somali pirates, some of the ships that were captured,
right?
You know, they were held hostage for a long time. So that sort of thing is something you want to keep in mind. You know, this may not be resolving itself in the first week.
All right, so. So we get abducted, they got us, we're in the car, we're not fighting back too much, we're waiting for an opportunity now. What, so we want to pay attention to what's going on around us, see if we can kind of get a feel for where they're taking us.
Yeah, look for your openings. You know?
But also, you know, hey, where am I going? Mm-hmm. So that way when I'm in the little hut in the woods, do I run east, do I run west, do I go up the mountain, down the mountain, you know, what are we going by?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where is there going to be trouble? Am I going to escape and then run right into their base camp? You know,
That's a lot of those situations are. Let me look at my notes here. You know, one of the things is you have to remember that they want you alive. You know, right. You're not good. You're not valuable if you're dead.
All right.
So a good way, a lot of
doesn't mean they won't bust you in the face. Yeah, and knock some it
doesn't
teeth
mean.
Out.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you might not end up with some broken right. bones. But you want to kind of befriend your captors. You want to, you know, get them on your side. If you speak the language,
okay,
speak it to them. You know,
all right.
Try and get them to have some Instead sort of
a personal emotion, connection. A personal is really connection. The
right.
Yeah key.
Right.
Don't freeze up. You know, mm-hmm. you want to really, some people really just panic and kind of, you know, make sure you're taking it in. Make sure you're, you know, seeing and embracing what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you know, you don't miss things and you don't miss an opportunity.
Right, right. One thing that I learned on there that I didn't know was that whole Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
It's kind of made up.
Really?
It happened to like 3 or 4 people, but it's not like a...
And I think it's more over time. I mean, yeah. a lot of time.
But it's not, a common thing that happens really? To most people.
I did not know that.
You have to be a certain type of personality type, and you have to be in the right situation for that to actually affect you, where you actually have empathy for your abductors.
All right. So one of the things I did learn is you're better off in groups.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are the bad guy and you're kidnapping people, you want to separate everybody. You want to make sure they're not in the cell right next to each other, slipping notes, whispering,
mm-hmm.
none of it. You want them separated.
Right.
But odds are, end of the world, shit hits the fan kind of thing. They might be herding you all together, like FEMA camps, for instance,
mm-hmm.
Where you're all, then you can work together. One, that's huge for morale
mm-hmm.
of the captives. And two, it's really going to help you coordinate an escape.
Right.
Is the bottom line.
Right.
So that's something you know you might want to think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're going to want to keep your mind and your body sound, you know what I mean? Read anything that you can get your hands on.
Okay.
You know, stay physically fit while you're doing it. Do your push-ups and sit-ups if you've got the chance.
Yeah, and just keeping your body moving.
Right.
When you're sitting still, when you're laying in the bunk,
mm-hmm.
you get that whole atrophy thing happening.
Yep.
You go to jump up and make your break.
Yeah, and your legs don't work the way you expect
legs,
them to.
No, your legs, nothing's the way you expect. So you want to look around. So they put you in a camp. They put you in a little room.
Mm-hmm.
What tools are available to you? So what's around? What can you use as a weapon?
Mm-hmm.
What can you use to cut through the wall? What mm-hmm. can you, you know, different things.
Yeah,
what's available? You know, the leg of a chair.
Right.
The, you know. Maybe the chair itself, maybe the table. Maybe mm-hmm. I'm going to pick up a table and I'm going to run through you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are the different things. But you got to look and think outside the box. Maybe
right.
light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and what kind of tools can give you a diversion? You know, maybe I take the light out and then the guy comes in and is distracted. And, oh, what's that? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to get worried about you, but he's also going to, mm-hmm. you know, try and figure out what's going on.
Right.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't think about that. You look at a door, and you might be able to ram against that door 100 times and not make it move, but you can kick a hole through drywall.
Through the drywall. Now, that's another thing when they're bringing you in. Or did you pay attention? What rooms are next to you?
Right.
Do you want to go right? Do you want to go left? You know,
mm-hmm.
what's... And then if... All right, what was it in that movie, War Games? Right.
Oh, with Matthew Broderick?
Matthew Broderick, right? He gets locked in. They're in the Air Force base there.
Uh-huh.
And they lock him in the room. And he's like, well, I don't have something here. And then he goes through all the drawers and whatever and ends up finding, you know, all kinds of tools that were locked. I think one of the drawers was locked and he pulls out a second drawer and reaches up through. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's thinking outside the box.
Right.
Think like MacGyver,
mm-hmm.
you know? What, you know, sometimes tools, what you expect is not always, you know, who thinks of a light bulb?
Right.
Oh, but if I break that light bulb, I might be, you know, stabbing
mm-hmm.
you in the neck. You're not that happy.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds unpleasant.
You know, he's going to get mercury poisoning in like 5 years.
Yeah, in 5 years, he's going to be sorry.
Yeah, I don't even know what happens with mercury poisoning. Maybe he's going to drop 5 IQ points. Whatever happens, damn, you know?
Yep.
We got him.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, all right, I'm going to punch through the wall and I'm going to move into the next room, and then maybe I have more options available to me. What else?
Well, let me see here. Don't try and, they said don't try to negotiate your own release.
No, that doesn't work?
Yeah, it's apparently you and I don't know shit about that.
No?
And there are people that are specialists at that sort of thing.
I always hear they're specialists, but then I'm not so sure they're that special. But I do know if you're like, hey, I got $100,000 in my safe at home, and your wife's like, yeah, the most we have is $25,000.
Yeah.
And then that's a little awkward. Yeah, that can't be working to your advantage. Because you got to assume they have more information than you do.
Right. Right. And when you think about these sort of things, they're not going to, nobody's going to try and abduct you if they feel like you can kick their ass.
Okay.
So you have to expect that you're going to be outgunned and out, you know, outmuscled. You might be dealing with, you know, 5 or 10 people.
Yeah, but do they really know?
They don't know Chuck.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't know Chuck.
They don't know. I mean,
but that's not, prepping, that doesn't apply to
prepping
everybody.
Prepping badass right here. That's why you're not understanding.
That would be a mistake to mess around with Chuck.
Exactly.
For the common man.
Common man.
The common man, that's a different situation.
Right. Next, one of the things I learned from my kids was always into magic and different things. One, they all learned, you know, lock picking. Ethan, who we've had on the show for brief moments in the past, he talks about... you know, he's got one of those sets with, like, 5 different locks, and you try, you know, 3 tumblers, 2 tumblers, 5 tumblers, and whatever. But you practice lock picking. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being able to have a skill like that. Honestly, it doesn't take a lot to master getting out of handcuffs.
Yeah?
Yeah, it turns out that's not that hard of a skill.
Really?
But one of the things that I learned, you know, they always talked about Houdini always... had handcuff keys everywhere.
Yeah.
And they would search him, but, you know, he's like, he's always got a couple of hidden, you know, in his mouth and whatever. Now, I don't know who keeps handcuff keys in their mouth all the time.
Yeah, on the day-to-day basis, that's not something I generally carry around in my mouth. But
one of the tricks that I came up with, if you take a handcuff key, all right, imagine like the regular Smith & Wesson key, right? It's got the little back for the lock and the whatever and the regular key. Now, one... Sorry, don't want to get off task, but you don't want to buy the plastic ones. They suck. They break.
The plastic
they don't work.
Keys?
They have little plastic keys, and they're like, ooh, you won't set off a metal detector. Nobody will find it. Yeah, but it doesn't work as a key.
Yeah.
It looks like a key. Yeah, but it might work. It might not.
Okay.
All right. So that being said, take your Smith & Wesson handcuff key, take a hacksaw blade, cut a thin little slit, right at the bottom of the circle, you know, along the key shaft. And then, so you're cutting through the ring, right?
Right.
And then just slip it through the end of your belt loop. Or, you know, not your belt loop, sorry, the fly on your pants, the zipper.
Oh, okay.
And you hook it on there. And then you have the little tab hanging there. You know what? When people pat you down and check you, turns out they don't get too crazy in the crotch most of the time.
Okay.
And if it goes off for a wand, oh, that's his zipper.
Right.
You know, it's not a...
So that's interesting. I never even thought of that.
You might not be in the cell and not be searched that well that's going to be a problem. But you know what? In the back of a police car, good chance they're not going to see it before you get there.
Mm-hmm.
And guys who aren't trained professionals to look for crap, they're not going to see it. And that's a good one that I've actually had in the arsenal for a while. And what's cool is you could take it off from pair of pants to pair of pants. Now, usually what I've done is once I put it on one, I'll kind of crimp it down with pliers so it stays permanent.
Because
handcuff keys are like $1 a piece if, you know, I mean, they're like 3 if you...
Yeah.
You buy, you know, a good one, but if you buy a 5-pack or a 6-pack, they're not much.
Right.
And then just when I get new pants, I throw it in there. And it's one more thing.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, zip ties, if you now you have a rough edge that you can rub the zip tie against, the back of the handcuff key or the whatever, turns out you can saw through zip ties.
Yeah.
Pretty easy. There's a bunch of videos on the internet, you know, breaking zip ties. You know, you bring your hands up.
I've seen quite a few.
Go to throw them. Same thing for duct tape. It's basically the same principle. and trying to get that off. Maybe, you know, put some effort into that.
Yeah.
These are things, again, we're giving you all the angles. We know you can't prepare for everything.
Right.
But again, if you have these things in the back of your head, maybe you'll, you know, come up with something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, take note on my handcuff tip. And yeah, when that pays off, you guys got to throw me a bone, all right?
Yeah, that's interesting. I never never heard of that or thought of that.
Yeah, you've got that I think that came from one of the magician things.
Yeah, no, you've got
know.
Some crazy kids, so they get into that sort of
stuff. I do have some crazy kids.
Yep.
So the other thing, you know, you want to, like I had mentioned earlier, you want to be on top of your orientation. Where am I? What's going on in the building they bring me in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe even going as far as counting steps as people come up the hallway, things like that. But also remember I mentioned, diversions. Maybe you you crumple up the blanket that you're using and it looks like you're laying on one side of the room while you hide in the other.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, whatever. I mean, locate your options of how you might be able to make your break.
Yeah.
You know, and don't be afraid to unscrew things, look up, you know, look in the ceiling or, mm-hmm. you know, where to go and hide in cabinets or what happens if, you're in a room like the guy in War Games. What if you're punching through, you know, you're held captive in there for days.
Mm-hmm.
What if you're slowly digging through the wall behind the cabinet? They walk in, all they're seeing is the cabinet. My point is, not that that's where you want to dig a hole. My point is, think outside the box.
Right.
You know,
right.
What options do you have that might buy you time to have the element of surprise?
Yeah. Now, one of the scenarios that I saw that I hadn't thought of a lot is in Mexico, northern Mexico, Americans there.
Yeah.
What they'll do is take people, they'll abduct people, and then every day bring them to the ATM and pump out the maximum amount of money. And another thing that they do is they'll disable your phone.
Okay.
And then call your family and say that they have you, whether they do or not, and get them to give you money. You get them to give them money for your release, even though they don't have you. So if you're in a foreign country and your phone doesn't work suddenly, might want to contact your relatives. Contact the people that have money. Let them know that you're okay. But a lot of these things are
now. What is it they say? I always see on the internet. Sorry to cut you off. I lose my train of thought here.
Are you talking about the Nigerian prince?
Oh, you know that guy? I was trying to work that.
He sent me a check.
You got the check? No, I was gonna say, what is it you always see on the internet about if you put in your ATM code backwards that it's supposed to notify the police?
Oh,
I don't know if it's true.
Oh, we'll have to look at.
But
look
they
that
say
up.
if somebody's holding you at gunpoint, whatever, I'll go to the ATM. You put in your PIN code backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, it'll give you the money and notify the police.
Really?
So I don't know if that's true.
That's interesting.
But what I would say is, if you put it in backwards and it doesn't work, oh, I was nervous. Let me try it again.
Exactly.
So I don't know that you'd be really too hurt by that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if my PIN code is the same forward and backwards?
Oh, then you're screwed.
I might be in trouble. I note to self.
Yeah, I got to change my PIN code
now. So sorry I cut you off and you were probably going somewhere good.
1111.
Now you just put it on the freaking podcast.
I got to go to the bank.
Damn it. So anyway. Yeah.
No, I had no point there. I just thought it was interesting that there's a lot of kidnappings and a lot of these sort of situations that happen that I never even thought about. Like things that aren't an issue that I would ever worry about before, you know, now make a lot more sense. I was actually doing some research online.
All right.
And I came across this, I started typing in, you know, these different scenarios and different, you know, searching different things. And I came up with a group of them that said, how to perform a kidnapping.
Ah.
How to get away with kidnapping. And I was like, nice try, FBI.
Oh, they caught you?
Nice try.
Oh, that's sad.
But apparently
there is
all sorts of websites that will tell you how to kidnap somebody.
Ah, nice.
And they're under the guise of, I'm a fiction writer, and I was looking for some scenarios.
Ah. Yeah.
All right, whatever. I'm not buying that.
Not these fiction writers? All right. I think. Are we good?
Yeah, that's about all I got.
I think that's about it. When you escape, it's really awkward when you run back into the guys that you just got away from.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there. Yeah. Pay attention. Know what's going on. I know you're looking for any moment, but...
What was that Goonies? Remember the movie Goonies?
Goonies.
When Chunk escapes and he runs out to the street and he waves down
it's
the
like,
car.
Hey! Hey, my friends!
And it's one of the Fratellis.
Damn the Fratellis. So, that's it. Watch out. This might be... Now, I guess you had talked about one of our previous episodes. Supposedly, Ethan's telling me that we're getting too rowdy and you hear the mic cutting out because it's too loud or whatever. Well, whatever. But he said the episode that we put is, this was kind of crappy. You mentioned something about Ethan produced this episode. we were just throwing him a bone. Nice. So don't let him go down for that.
The one that never aired?
Yeah, I don't know. No, because he was very concerned. He's like, people are going to think I'm really bad at editing things.
Uh-huh.
So, all right, don't send Ethan any hate mail. If you guys are worried about the sound quality, you can send it all to preppingbadass@gmail.com.
And we'll... promptly disregard it.
And we'll send it to the trash can and mine, whatever. Leave me alone. Badass. Right here.
Yeah,
that's all I can say. Badass. So, anyway, that said, leave us a review on the iTunes. Tell us how the sound's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And,
now you're saying something about, we're out of patches.
We're out of patches.
What were you saying about that?
You guys go over
to
patreon.com, search Survival Badass or Prepping Badass. I'm sure you'll be able to find us somewhere in there. And I'm sure I'll put a link in the show notes. But if you guys donate just $1 a month, I'll send you a patch.
All right.
Just put your info in there and we'll get you hooked up.
Mm-hmm. I'll send you a letter. I'll put on some lipstick
kiss
the thing. Spray some perfume on it.
Perfume, scented envelope. Nice. Might have some beard hair stuck in there, but whatever. Whatever you guys are into. So, that said, stay safe, and we'll talk to you guys next week.